The Arab Spring may have been defined by this heroic party in Cairo, but it's turning out to sound and look more like the explosive stalemate in Tripoli. Look at the map. From Yemen to Bahrain to Syria and Libya. Not going gently in the Middle East. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A discussion of what actually is defining the so-called Arab Spring in the Middle East. It's Thursday, June 9th. Celeste is out, but will join us from our partner WGBH in Boston tomorrow. So will the relative good of Egypt and Tunisia come to define the Arab Spring, or will it be the bloodshed we're seeing in Yemen, Libya, and Syria? That's where we start the morning's headlines. The U.S. Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen says al-Qaeda is exploiting a power vacuum in Yemen right now. Fighters associated with al-Qaeda are reportedly pouring into one southern Yemeni city. One al-Qaeda fighter is telling the Los Angeles Times he hopes it's the first step toward an Islamic State. The U.S. is intensifying its covert war in Yemen to keep that from happening. Our partner, the New York Times, reports that drones and fighter jets are hitting militant targets in an effort to keep them from consolidating. Meanwhile, Yemen's ruling party says President Ali Saleh is out of intensive care after successful surgery in Saudi Arabia. About 1,000 Syrians crossed the northern border into Turkey overnight, continuing an exodus. They're running from the Syrian army, which has surrounded towns ahead of an expected crackdown. This refugee spoke to our partner, the BBC, after crossing the border.
It's very bad journey and very difficult road. They are killing children, women. They are very bad group.
The United Nations Security Council is debating whether to pass a resolution condemning the violence in Syria. While in Libya, NATO airstrikes are continuing to rattle Tripoli again this morning. In a few minutes from Yemen to Libya, we're going to look at whether the overall narrative of the Arab Spring will be more marked with revolutionary change or brutal crackdowns like we're seeing in Syria and in Yemen. Huge wildfire continues to devour pinelands in Arizona, and officials say there's no end in sight. They say the fire is completely uncontained. Firefighters have not even begun to hem it in, much less get it under control. Two towns have been evacuated. The fire is headed for some huge power lines that supply electricity to hundreds of thousands of people as far east as Texas. Over half the country is in the grip of a heat wave. Baltimore and Washington both hit 99, a new record for that day in each city. Forecasters say high temperatures are here to stay for at least another week. Citigroup, the latest victim in a string of cyber attacks. The company says hackers breached the bank's network and accessed the information of about 200,000 U.S. cardholders. They got a look at account numbers and contact information, but Citi says Social Security numbers and card security codes were not compromised. Pfizer, the pharmaceutical company, is pulling one of its popular chicken feeds off the market after trace amounts of arsenic turned up in some chickens here in the U.S. A report released this morning shows highly skilled immigrants in the U.S. outnumber, for the first time, the lower skilled ones. 30% of immigrants, regardless of legal status, have at least a bachelor's degree, while 28% lack a high school diploma. Oil prices jumped to more than $101 a barrel after OPEC leaders decided yesterday not to raise production. They couldn't come to an agreement. The White House says it is not ruled out tapping the strategic oil reserve as a way to lower gas prices for summer travelers. Asian and European markets are mixed this morning. Futures are up this morning. The Dow starts at 12,048. The S&P opens at 1,279. The NASDAQ opens at 22.52. Coming up in a few minutes, putting into context the Arab Spring, what will be the defining narrative for this time? Is it violence and brutal crackdowns from governments desperate to stay in power, or more the heroic sense we got from Tahrir Square? We'll also turn to Connecticut, the first state to require paid sick leave for many of the state's full-time workers. What's the small business impact? And a conversation starting now, America's roadways. As you start thinking about road trips over the summer, what stretch of road do you love to ride or dread to drive? Highway 1 in California? Call 877-8MYTAKE.